And say if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you'd say that he
favored his father or his daddy.
What if he has the same mannerisms and behavior? You'd say that he
had a bad behavior.
Well, he acts the same.
Oh, if he acts the same, you'd say he acts like his father.
Uh-huh. And if a child was misbehaving, you might tell him, now, if you do that again, you're going to get a
hold of him or give him a flogging. Okay. That mean whip him, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I've seen little fellas, you know, and yeah, the old saying say, always set a good example before your kids because they're going to follow your footsteps.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen little kids when they be, like, get 3-4 years old, be following their daddy. You know, a little boy loves to follow his daddy around.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen him behind that, stepping right in his steps. You know, when he'd make a step, he'd step in his daddy's step, following mm-hmm. his daddy. And I've heard old people make remarks about try to set a good example for kids because if he's going to follow in your footsteps. Just like if I be a drunkard or something, or mm-hmm. my kid's going to come along if I let him follow me, go along, and he may be like me.
Mm-hmm.
He'd turn out to be like I was, you see.
Say if a woman were going to have a child, you'd say that she's
pregnant, and some of them say she's in family way.
Mm-hmm. Did people used to use the word pregnant when you were growing up?
Yeah, a lot of them did.
Uh-huh.
They didn't use that more than they did. Now they call it family way, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
But they used to say she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Say if you didn't have a doctor to deliver the baby, the woman...
They'd have a granny.
Uh-huh.
Them old people, when they couldn't get a doctor, they used to... A lot of time they had white grannies and colored, too.
Mm-hmm.
They'd go around and, of course, tend to them. And, well, all they had to do was cut the navel string and fix it.
Mm-hmm. Say a child that's born to a woman that's not married, you call that child?
When a woman had a baby and wasn't married, yeah, they called it a bastard.
Mm-hmm. Any other things they called it?
Well, I don't believe, did it? That's well, all I...
Sometimes they say in my deed,
uh-huh.
Yeah, but most, I'll hear them all around here that said, well... That child is a bastard, said it don't have any father.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they should have said that because the poor child couldn't help it. It wasn't the child's fault. And they used to kind of look down on them. That's way back years ago. Mm-hmm. But now, when girls have babies and don't have no dad, don't know who the daddy is, or ain't married to the man,
mm-hmm.
they don't seem to pay no more attention to it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not long ago, I seen a woman, so I had a little girl. They come here. I won't call no name, but the lady said they come in and see me and her one night a little bit, sit here and talk to her. We knew the woman. And the little girl, I asked her how old she was. No, I asked her if she was married. She said no. She had a little baby about 3-4 months old. I asked her was she married. She said no. And I asked her how old she was. She said 14.
Mm-hmm.
Said no, she wasn't married. Said she had a boyfriend and she said he didn't think enough of her to marry her, didn't he?
No, she said he got the dating out on
her. Oh, yes, she said he got the dating out on her and she quit him. Now, that's the tale she told us.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one lived around here, was the same way, had a little baby. And they used to live over there and they moved. And her mother was here with her and she said it to her. She was dating a soldier boy
mm-hmm.
and got that away, and he didn't love her enough to marry her. That's mm-hmm. what that one said. And there's plenty of them around here like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, back in my days, you hardly ever seen anything like that. Of course, during them days, when I was coming up, this house was here, and way up that, them pecan trees was another house, and then